Jag merely smiled. As far as Tahiri knew, the sole purpose for holding the debate on the morning of Imperial Election Day was to force Dalla out of hiding and prevent her from rejecting the outcome. With all three candidates and the entire Moff Council in the Galad Pelion Auditorium on Bastion, the Election Committee, overseen by Commodore Selma de Jor, believed it would be impossible for the losers to reject the results and renew hostilities. In fact, the committee planned to ask the losing candidates and the entire Council of Moffs to swear an oath of loyalty to the winner, live and on cam during the INN's post-election wrap-up. Anyone who refused would be quietly arrested and imprisoned on charges of treason. The plan still had a faint smell of tyranny to Jag, but he had agreed to it because de Jor seemed convinced it was the only way to bring a true and permanent end to Dalla's insurrection. But even more important, the debate gave Jag a chance to address the Empire one last time before the election and spring his trap. When Jag remained silent too long, Tahiri asked,
"Jagged, you do have a way to explain the bombardment, right?"
Jag frowned.
"Have some faith, Tahiri."
Tahiri began to look worried, but before she could say anything, a quick rap sounded on the door.
"We're on in 2 minutes," a young voice said. "That is, we're on if you are ready, head of state. My apologies."
Jag glanced at his makeup artist, who gave him a quick nod.
"I'll be right there," he said. "Thank you."
The makeup artist put a final touch on Jag's eyebrows, then removed the paper bibs she had stuffed into his collar to protect his uniform. He thanked her and left his dressing room with Tahiri. His assistant, Ashik, and a quartet of bodyguards escorted him exactly 14 paces up the corridor to the stage entrance, where Tahiri squeezed his arm and wished him good luck. Which, of course, he was not going to need. Both Reg and Dalla were already standing behind their podiums in full dress uniforms. Jag began to wish that he had opted for civilian clothes instead of the black commander-in-chief's uniform de Jor had recommended. But wearing something unexpected might well have put Dalla on alert. And if his plan was going to work, he needed her to continue believing she had the upper hand. As Jag stepped onto the stage, the Moffs in the half-filled auditorium rose and gave him a very subdued chorus of applause. Clearly, they believed that the INN report had destroyed his chances of winning the election. Jag stopped at the first podium, where Vitor Rej stood, looking nervous and unhappy. Jag offered his hand.
"Stand proud, Admiral," he ordered. "You're running for the highest office in the Empire. You should look like you want it."
Rej instantly straightened his shoulders.
"Of course, head of state."
His eyes dropped to the mic resting in its holder on its podium, no doubt confirming that it was inactive. Then he lowered his voice.
"About Hagamore 3, if you want me to take the blame for the bombardment..."
"Not at all. In fact, I forbid it."
Jag leaned in close, then said,
"I don't need you freelancing on this, Vitor. It would ruin a good battle plan."
Reg's eyes lit with relief.
"Very good, sir."
"Admiral Reg, I'm ordering you to tell the truth about Consolidator's actions," Jagged said. "The whole truth. Do I make myself clear?"